This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Barnes is going to be joining us coming up. I'll continue with Craig and Hayden and Levi and Smeg and Eric and Neil and CJ and all of you right into the fourth hour today. We also have the video that's up on InfoWars.com. Attorney General Barr takes on human trafficking and child welfare system. We're going to get to that. Also, video Pompeo sounds alarm over China's attempt to suppress free speech in America. And so much more. But let me go ahead and go to this right now, ahead of Barnes joining us. It's a very important report, and it's clip four. It's the dawn of race-specific biowarfare is upon us. Again, the dawn of race-specific biowarfare is upon us. This bio-attack is race-specific, targeting specifically Chinese military age males, and that almost all the people infected and almost all of those dying are males. That's hidden in the literature, the medical reports, and then you get the scan by the major Indian scientific gene splicing university, and it's conclusive. And now other groups have looked at it and said, yeah, it's even got the insertion gene that you see with RNA and gene editing where it was injected. There's signatures right there. So I'm not going to give the U.S. government a pass and say for sure that somebody in the deep state on the American team isn't pissed at enough fentanyl being shipped in every couple months to kill the entire world population. You're like, that's what shipped into the U.S.? Yes, enough to kill the whole world.
A massive bust. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost saying, quote, the quantity of fentanyl in this case amounts to chemical warfare and a weapon of mass destruction.
That's why you see homeless everywhere laying out, asleep during the day, asleep at night. They're not asleep. They're passed out on fentanyl. But you pull back from this, and you think about what's going on in China, they need an excuse to clamp down on their political enemies, a way to unify the population under control, a way to get the world to endorse their tyranny, something Trump's suddenly done that's wrong. You're like, oh, they would never kill millions of their unmilitary-aged men. It's called a balance.
I did fall pregnant for a second time, Jiang Xinping tells me, but I had an abortion.
Did you have a choice?
I couldn't keep it, she replies. You either go willingly or the government comes for you.
That's what the Chi-Coms talk about. One-child policy. This is even from Wikipedia. I don't just believe Wikipedia. It links through to all the government sources. According to Chinese government, 400 million births have been prevented, and tens of millions have been killed after they're born.
China's sex ratio is out of whack. 117.7 boys to every 100 girls. That means higher crime rates and fewer eligible brides.
So if they'll kill 400 million people, mainly girls, will they release a race-specific bioweapon only targeting military-age men? Yes, because they've done the demographics, and they've got an internal problem because there's hundreds of millions of more men than women, and they can't find women. So, see, first they took the girls away from you, then they let you get up to 30 years old or whatever, let you extinguish some of your energy, and now they're just going to kill you. The evidence mounts this is a race-specific bioweapon. Well, we know it's that. The evidence mounts that the Chi-Coms launches against themselves to save face about their economic collapse, their lost war with the U.S., and as a way to clamp down and control their population. I remember my grandfather going, they want us to have a nuclear war. the Chinese dictator, whoever it was after Mao died, says he wants us to nuke them because they want to get rid of their population. They're the only group in the world that wants to get rid of them. That's why they fed into this.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They call and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking calls this hour into the next, and we've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who's been really busy, but has now been able to come on today. We really appreciate him coming on. We have the big headline up on InfoWars.com. It's a big Drudge Report headline as well. Clean House, Trump fires 70 Obama holdovers from National Security Council. That's a big NewsWars story up on InfoWars.com as well. President Trump has reportedly removed over 70 Obama-era holdovers from his staff, including the National Security Council. But that's not good enough. We need the neocons and the Soroses removed. The purge comes after Trump fired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother from the NSC Friday, along with Ambassador to Ukraine Gordon Sondland, for their insubordinate roles as witnesses in the Democrat impeachment campaign that failed last week. And now they're trying to say him firing people is a violation. They're now saying that the president doesn't even have the power to fire people that leak disinformation. They don't just leak. They leak disinformation from a separate branch of government. Imagine if President Trump had a communist Chinese spy running his operations like Dianne Feinstein. The Democratic Party, by its very nature, is a traitorous organization now. It's not a party. It's an international cabal of criminals. And so Robert Barnes joins us. I want to cover the waterfront with him. Great to have him back. I want to look at what happened in the impeachment, what he saw with the trial, how he thinks they're going to strike back next, what he sees happening with the virus, and so much more. So, Robert, great to have you back with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, where do you want to start? I mean, I laid out a lot of stuff there. You haven't been on in a month or so. You want to go over what you saw in the impeachment, the trial, how you think they're going to strike back next?
Well, I mean, I think the impeachment was sort of stage two of the constant deep state war with Trump. I mean, it started with people who were connected to Joe Biden in that expanded National Security Council. That's how the two stories sort of interact today. Obama expanded the National Security Council to include a bunch of professional class hacks that are really personal political emissaries with the power of the State Department and the CIA accessible to them as members of the National Security Council. It was one of those people who were purportedly advising Joe Biden who asked, according to Rudy Giuliani, asked the Ukrainians to do illicit inquiries into Trump campaign officials, to Trump himself, Trump's family members, and to Paul Manafort, that led to probably the bogus black book out of Ukraine and other items. That's what Trump was trying to investigate and inquire into, and it was one of those connected people that he had left on his National Security Council. So he'd left all these political appointees, this dramatic expansion, a tripling of the size of the National Security Council, all these Obama shadow government deep state holdovers, another one of these Yale Ivy League connected parties, another young kid with no real life experience, just professional class bias, to be in a position where they could be spying on the president when he was trying to investigate their corruption and their collusion. And it was, frankly, it was the reason why they took out General Flynn all the way back at the beginning. Flynn was going to clean house. Flynn was going to have done this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, going to get rid of all these NSC hirees that were just political appointees of Obama, purge the State Department of its problematic people. Flynn was talking about it. And so now
Trump has learned his lesson, and this is exactly what Steve Pachinik and you and everybody have said. He was so nice or just didn't know and let it double, triple inside, left them all there. They took that as weakness and began beavering away. It shouldn't be 70, but this is the good news. First three, now 70. It should be logarithmic, exponential. Maybe, I mean, because there's thousands in there. Really, I've been told 100 people could run the National Security Council. So they need to get rid of thousands of these people.
They need to get rid of all of these political appointees and attachés in the State Department, high-ranking. Unfortunately, they've now infiltrated the CIA, the NSA. Brennan was putting key people at all kinds of places before he left. So they need to look at
anybody Brennan or his adjuncts appointed is gone.
Exactly. They need to be. He needs to Trump's credit. He's immediately taking proactive action. It's the impeachment woke him up, similar to sort of past populist politicians of both the left and the right. Huey Long, Jim Folsom. You go back to other people. They attempt to impeach them or indict them, and that wakes them up to their need to be aggressive and assertive in protecting themselves. They cannot. Trump wanted to believe he could negotiate with these people. These people would be fair. These people would be reasonable. They're not. They're ruthless people who have no sense of morality,
that's
purpose,
right,
or loyalty.
And no sense of people fighting back. No two-way street understanding of waking the sleeping giant. You have been hammering on this show for 6 months. I've been hammering it as well, that we need a new church committee. Explain the history of that. Now I see Steve Bannon out saying that everywhere. And look, you know, Steve, I want to be friends with Steve, but my God, two shows called The War Room, everything I say word for word, 2 days later, you know, transcribed and copied. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that I'm like the mouth of Steve Bannon now. I mean, I load his brain with the info, but and you as well. Not against Steve, just pointing out we're original thinkers here. So anybody that hears us saying stuff you heard Steve Bannon say, you just didn't tune in 6 months ago. But clearly, Trump needs to champion a new church committee hearing in the Senate. And, you know, get some key people in there, get people like Josh Hawley, and others in the position to take real action.
Exactly. What they should do is they should appoint Rand Paul, the head of the new church committee on corruption in our NSC, in our intelligence apparatus, in our intelligence infrastructure, in the national security apparatus, and go at it full scale and wholesale and expose everything.
That's right. Don't just investigate the fake charges against Trump. That's too small.
Yeah.
Go after the whole thing where they've nakedly lied to FISA courts. Let's chronicle what they. But first, tell folks what the church committee was that may not know.
Exactly. So Frank Church was the first senator ever investigated or illicitly spied on by the NSA. So as soon as he got the opportunity after Watergate, he formed a special committee. The Committee on Intelligence originated as a special select committee on intelligence, which was Frank Church's committee to investigate corruption in our intelligence apparatus and law enforcement apparatus. And it's the Church committee that exposed MKUltra. It's the Church committee that exposed assassination attempts around the world. It was the Church committee that exposed illicit spying, the first major illicit spying by the National Security Agency and by the FBI. It was the Church committee that exposed, that went into the MLK assassinations, that went into domestic assassinations and international assassinations.
Operation Mockingbird, everything we know is from that.
Exactly. The full confirmation, corroboration of what people suspected was true, but had never been documented in court or Congress before, was documented and demonstrated and evidentially substantiated by the Church committee. That's why we need another Church committee to clean up the corruption that corrodes.
And you're right. Rand Paul is the perfect person that nobody doubts is nonpartisan, is a constitutionalist, and Trump should call for him to be appointed as the head of a new committee, or how would that work?
Yeah, a select committee, a committee that's whose only goal and objective is this, that he would be in charge of, and to make it and to replicate the Church committee in its entirety.
And that's how we finally, instead of them launching witch hunts, we have all their naked admissions of illegal spying. This puts them back on their heels finally. This is the offensive. Instead of waiting for what they're going to cook up next, Trump must go on the offense, not with some paltry investigations about how he was targeted, no, how America was targeted by the deep state, how they tried to steal an election.
Exactly. It needs to be a deep state corruption committee in the same way, in the same scale, in the same jurisdictional scope that Church had, that could meaningfully expose just how bad it is. And bring back the people that Flynn was going to bring in. There's a whole bunch of people within that apparatus who want to expose corruption and collusion within it. There are still patriots at the highest ranks of government.
Oh, yeah, we're not saying that all the agencies are the bad people. We need oversight and crossover and separation of powers. We're going to go to break, but think about this. Well, go ahead and just tell me now. How do you think they're going to try to come after the president next if he doesn't go on the offense immediately?
Stage three is definitely coming. I think they were thinking about these firings, but I think they recognize it's too close in time. So stage three is either going to be right in the middle of the election or right after the election. My guess is it's coming as an October surprise against President Trump again.
But what would it be, I'm asking, that level?
Oh. It will be of the same. It will be the same type, but they will try to. It will be same international orientation. It will be some sort of Russian collusion component again. But they've tried the campaign aspect. They've tried the institutional aspect. So my guess is this one's going to be personal. They're going to try to go after him or his son and try to tie it into money in some way.
That's right. They're going to try to find somebody that's done something corrupt in their giant orbit, threaten them with prison if they don't say Trump laundered money or something. I agree. They're going to go after mafia ties next. That's what my gut tells me. All right. We'll be back. Your call straight ahead.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, back by popular demand, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. Those smart guys riding the shotgun with us today on this Monday transmission. I want to take calls, and he's going to host a little bit in the next hour. He said, hey, I can stay as long as you want. I said, well, how about you host a little bit before Gerald Celente Tech comes on? Gerald's awesome, but I would like to hear Bob host a little bit about what he wants to cover. But just getting back to what you were saying, a few months ago before we went to break, the Democrats can't give up because in their districts it's been proven they're not being reelected. They're not popular. And even scientific polls show record numbers of blacks, record numbers of Hispanics, and a lot of polls it's 30, 40, 50%. This is the end of the Democratic Party, just like the Labor Party's basically done in England. People have really broken with it, and they understand that they tried to cause a race war. People get they're being talked down to and manipulated. I don't see how they bounce back from this, but they're not going to give up because they're financed by multinational groups that still believe they can conquer America. I understand that Trump has dealt with China first before he deals with everything else because it's communist China that the globalists set up as their main money laundering system. Ukraine is a secondary system. Israel is another subsystem. There's stuff in the Cayman Islands. It's everywhere. But with China now more and more being defeated, how do you tie the coronavirus in? What do you think is really behind it? What's the big geopolitical view, understanding who controls the deep state Democrats and what they're going to try next?
I mean, I think Trump correctly saw China as a greater threat to America's future than the deep state. I think what he underestimated was the deep state's ability to interfere with his ability to get anything done vis-a-vis China. I mean, we've had three major stories in the last month concerning China. The Chinese corruption of American universities, often the number one contributor to most universities in the United States, particularly the elite universities.
Buying off the governors. Wasn't that a shot across the bow with Pompeo addressing governors saying, look, we know the Chi-Coms have got your finger up your rear end. You better stop it.
Exactly. I mean, it's extraordinary. UK talking about going along with 5K and going along with a wise investment in that in terms of going back into bed with China, the virus. And then, of course, today, the announcement that, in fact, a lot of this big hacking that's been going on, including the big hack of over 100 million Americans' credit reports, was by Chinese military officials. Attorney General Barr announced that today. So we have this sort of public war with China over problematic behavior by China. You have Senator Cotton and others talking about what you've been talking about, that this virus appears to have been not accidental, or at least not entirely accidental in its distribution or creation, not the organic origin that some have suggested, raising questions about what's really going on. You had China today admitting that the virus was at a much more exponential rate of exposure than they originally said, which some people had been forecasting the exact numbers, saying, here's what the real numbers are, and here's how they're going to hide it, and they forecast those numbers, and that's being publicly reported today. So you have this extraordinary scope of China's bad actions that are now being put on trial, being exposed by the president, as well as undermining their trade warfare and their mercantilist attacks on the United States. But what he started to realize is right when he was achieving a lot of those successes in exposing China, they almost took him out with an impeachment effort. So the deep state is an imminent threat, an immediate threat. China's the long-term threat. But in order for him to deal with
this purge is not a purge, it's a cleaning house. And Bob, yes. I don't want to toot my horn or your horn or anybody's, but I know the White House listens. I know they've got a whole office, guys. That's why they want Miller out of there. But we come on Friday with the head of the former bioweapons treaty developer for the U.S., the head guy. He says they've got to come out. The White House must say it looks like it's man-made. Call for investigation. 5 hours later, they do it. I come on air like a month ago and I said Barr needs to come out and talk about how Child Protective Services in the U.S. is connected to multinational groups that are trafficking children. He does it this weekend. We come out and say, look, Pompeo, you're not getting rid of the deep state that's targeting myself particularly. I want all the Obama holdovers removed. Now, obviously, that's the right thing to do anyways, but it's crazy. Are we simpatico with the White House now, or are they using InfoWars as the populist sounding board because they know we're not controlled to try to get the pulse of the people and doing what we want? Cause it's not like we're threatening the White House, but it just seems like suddenly everything we want is starting to happen.
Well, I think InfoWars has always been the tip of the spear for the populist base of the Trump support base, and he's always paid attention to that. And I think that the problem has been his willingness and his readiness to take action on it, because he thought he could work with deep state actors to achieve this broader objective of containing China, now recognizing that China has infiltrated large aspects of the deep state apparatus, particularly the think tanks and private universities and other institutions. People know they can leave U.S. government service and get their most profitable gig is with China. That's why Trump.
We just saw the top Harvard professor indicted. Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not a coincidence that Harvard's one of the biggest recipients of Chinese government funds of anybody in the entire country. So but this has been mostly suppressed. The ordinary person has no clue of the scope and scale to which this is occurring.
And let's be clear. It's not like China just did this on their own. People controlling our government for 50 years make one-sided deals to make jobs go to China. They then get a big fat piece of it.
Exactly. In fact, I mean, this is a replication. Kevin Phillips was talking about this in the 80s, and he was saying what's going to happen is China is going to replicate what the U.S. did to U.K., both in terms of manufacturing and political influence, and that's precisely what's happened since the mid-1990s. So the reason why the actual real foreign interference in the U.S. election was Chinese donors to the Clinton campaign in 1996 that Janet Reno then hushed up a year later.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. What's going to happen as it becomes clear that everybody that's been against Trump and us is a Chi-Com traitor? This looks like a recipe for victory. If Trump just does a national address and points it out with pie charts and the head of the CIA with him and Pompeo, I mean, it's game over. You tell Americans you're in league with foreign enemies, and we show the Washington Post saying hopefully Xi crushes Trump. I mean, it's so obvious how they threw their lot in with these guys.
Exactly. And what Trump should do is he's doing part of it now. Go after and purge the deep state apparatus that was a hindrance to making meaningful reform with China. Continue the march on China in terms of federal prosecutions, in terms of trade sanctions and the rest. But in addition, he really should take a third aspect to that, too, which is he doesn't have the support, the outside support, the parallel support he did have when he came in. Julian Assange is now sitting in a prison cell.
Grassroots infrastructure to be annihilated.
Exactly. And he needs to start to restore that grassroots. And what he can do, and the way he can start by pardon Roger Stone now, pardon General Flynn now, pardon Julian Assange.
I was about
Assange
to say, if
now.
He just signals he cares, it'll triple his support.
Absolutely. And it will start to restore that grassroots third-party support, because they were going after Flynn and Stone and Assange, not just them out because they were uniquely influential individuals on behalf of the president, but to terrify anybody else from stepping up for Trump in this next election and within the administration.
And by the way,
if he wants people to...
I don't want to enter myself into this thing, but obviously they tried to take us out too, but only the listeners kept us in play.
Exactly. And what he needs to do is he needs to restore confidence and faith in that. So he needs to make public efforts towards all the third-party outsider participants that keep him afloat and alive, and show his support of them, show his sympathy towards them, and take executive action where he can. Because that will signal to that whole crowd, okay, we can now stand up for the president, start to fight for the president, interact for the president, and purge the deep state.
And it's not like we even want the protection. We want the general saying, I'm with you, attack. It's him exactly. Silent is what people don't like.
Exactly. Correct. The protection can be as simple as a pardon in the case of those three individuals, but for everyone else, it can simply be rhetorical and by association. He started to do it.
Hold on. Stay right there. We'll come back. We'll take calls. Robert Barnes is our guest. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So Just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
You've been holding patiently. Barnes will open two segments in the next hour, and then Joe Salente takes over. Always informative. I just knew too much. You know, there's not just evil in this universe. There's good as well. And America and much of the world has been asleep. But now we're in a time of awakening. And all those that thought they had it all sewed up are in for a very, very rude awakening. Now, talking to Barnes here, there are thousands of channels of cable and hundreds of new Netflix shows a week, and it seems like everybody wants to be an actor in the movies, and there's all this fantasy land. But I know listeners understand this. This is real.
And I don't sit back and go, man, we're one of the only big, well-produced, powerful shows. There's a lot of smart people out there doing little shows, which I wish were huge. But we're one of the only, if not the only, organization that's actually giving the globalists a run for their money. And guess what? People wanted prosperity and freedom and justice. They didn't want globalism. Because if I'm anything, I'm a salesman. All that means is you promote ideas you believe in. I'm a father. I'm a fighter. I'm a lot of things. But, I mean, I sell things I believe in, like freedom. Don't have to give me any money for it. You just got to believe in it and believe what I'm saying and believe it for yourself and promote it. And I need to sell you on how valuable you are. I need to sell you on the strength you've got. So you don't sit there and say it's all over, America's done, there's nothing we can do. Right at the time that we're starting to turn the tide. When you wake up and you realize how bad things are, a lot of times people give up, but you just woke up. If you were already, it'd be like driving down the road and your buddy falls asleep in the middle of the night driving back from elk hunting. This happened to me once. And you drive off a big embankment down a cliff. And by the grace of God, we didn't die. It was incredible that we hit the one spot and shot back up and then flipped three times. And I didn't wake up till we were flipping. Now, if I'd have stayed asleep and we hit a tree and died, would I have been any safer? No. By the time I woke up, we were starting to flip. I was like, man, I was asleep. He ran off the road. Once the police got there in like an hour, they're like, you're lucky you're alive. We ran way down this multi-hundred-foot deal and up, and it hit and jumped, and then the thing flipped like something out of a movie. And I was only like 16 years old when that happened. But if I'd have been killed in that and never woke up, I still would have been in the wreck. But I was awake during it, and I lived. And so just because we've woken up now, we're in the middle of a wreck, we're going to make it through this wreck. And what we do after it is what matters. So that's my weird allegory. I didn't think that up on the fly. It's something that happened to me, and I was just comparing it to what's happening today. Robert Barnes, smart constitutional lawyer. It's Trump's to lose now. They are demoralized. I don't go out in public now and get spit at for every 500 hands I shake or whatever I get spit at. Now they just look demoralized and scared. But a lot of leftists now kind of smile at me and come over and say, maybe we were wrong. So I'm seeing grassroots in Austin, that's basically San Francisco's rear end. I'm even seeing them not just give up on hating me. I'm seeing them actually shake it off and realize they were under a cult-like programming. What are you seeing?
Well, I think there's no question that the Democratic Party is sort of out of sorts, because essentially they sort of made a deep state alliance both with the Mueller inquiry and with impeachment. I think they in part thought that's why it would work. They would replicate Watergate's deep state apparatus that was behind the going after Nixon, and that if they did it, if they duplicated it, they would have success. Instead, they had total failure. People like Professor Dershowitz made the same argument. I and other people were arguing the entire impeachment effort was unconstitutional, was a violation of the High Crimes and Misdemeanors Clause because they didn't charge a high crime or misdemeanor. Ultimately, the acquittal vindicates that position. And so I think to that sense, they feel dismayed. They also clearly lack institutional integrity. They lack the sort of people beyond Bernie and other, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, one or two others. They have nobody who people even think of as honest. And they think of Bernie as honest, but not necessarily the ideas they want to embrace. And so the, clearly the deep state has a planted candidate, in my view, in the Democratic primary process. If people research Pete Buttigieg's background, he has a very unusual Obama-like background, but it's even weirder than Obama's. I mean, he comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's completely synthetic.
Absolutely. I mean, his father was the translator for Antonio Gramsci's writings, the sort of very good analytical writing, but communist influenced writing. So that gives you an idea for his background. And yet he is being, I mean, here's a guy who's just a mayor of a tiny town who's suddenly a leading candidate for the presidency of the United States. How does that happen? He also is one of those guys that somehow ended up in the military but never went through basic training. He got some special direct commission. And it's like, who gave this kid a sudden direct commission that was purely a show gig that appeared to be CIA ties to where he was working? He appears to have been simply a CIA front guy in Afghanistan, not an actual real vet. And yet the media he's pretending he's a veteran and removing the only actual veteran from the debate stage in the last debate in New Hampshire. So these clearly a coordinated effort to elevate him to, because the deep state doesn't trust Bernie. They despise Trump, but they distrust Bernie. So they want
gut
someone
level,
other
what do you
than
see him. Happening at the convention? I mean, Hillary always wanted to run again. I don't think it'll happen now, but she wants to keep saying she is behind the scenes to maintain and control the apparatus.
Well, she's creating it's Hubert Humphrey 1968. The whole election feels a lot like 1968 or 1972, depending on which one you pick. And right now, even the sort of liberal data nerds.
Now, you said it 3 months ago. She wants to broker convention and be the kingmaker.
Exactly. Her goal is to recreate 1968. The best way to recreate 1968 is to have Bernie with the most delegates, but nowhere near a majority, and to make sure there's no one who could replace her. Notice Kamala Harris is out. Elizabeth Warren is struggling. So the degree to which it's Buttigieg and Biden and Bernie and that crew, Hillary is in the best position to come in and steal it because she can steal from each part of the groups and she can promise different things to different people. So the
and they're also talking about making her the VP.
Yeah, I mean, there's talk about it. I would, if I was there, I would never make Hillary Clinton my VP.
You're asking to be assassinated.
Yes, you need a big, 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 big life insurance policy for that. You're like Malcolm X at the end of his life where nobody would even give him a life insurance policy no matter how much he would pay. If Hillary's your VP, you have no life insurance policy. I think there's different aspects of that, but I think the deep state apparatus doesn't trust any of these people. But they would be okay with Bloomberg, who's sort of been a corrupt billionaire for a long time. But Bloomberg, there's no way the Democratic Party and the Bernie folks are going to go nuts.
Yeah, why is Bloomberg there? He's just a cover for spending hundreds of millions, if not billions, he says, against Trump. He's just there as a cover to get around campaign finance.
That's half of it. The other half of it is to prevent Bernie from getting a majority. Bloomberg wants delegates. And as long as he hits 15% in some of these big, heavy, vote-rich states on Super Tuesday, where he is spending close to $500 million already, then he can prevent anybody from getting a majority, and he can become a kingmaker at the Democratic Party convention. I'm definitely going to be there in Milwaukee. Got a lot of old friends in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to look like Chicago 1968. Milwaukee 2020.
We're going to be covering it. Stay there. I promise callers when we come on a break. We're going to give each caller about a minute or so. Patty and Greg and Hayden and Steve and Schmig first and Levi and everybody will get to you. And then Barnes will take over a few segments. And then we're going to have the great analysis of Gerald Celente coming up. Just briefly, because I didn't even really plug this hour. Who's got Homeland Security certified nanosilver that they said kills SARS, which is the same family as Corona? All I know is this is Immune Gargle. You can swish it out. You can drink it. It's super high quality from the top nanotech company here in the U.S. We're the only folks that are allowed to private label this. It's sold out. 3 ounce is still available at current sales rates. It'll be gone in a week. At current sales rates, the 1 ounce spray bottle will be gone in 3 or 4 days. And I'm still leaving it at 40% off, except our sales manager came to us, the general manager came to us this morning, and he said, you realize that, okay, you're looking at the fact you're selling out of this 40% off, but we only make like 25, 30% off on that. I mean, because you only mark it up 100%. Alex, we have to reorder it. And I went, oh, how much is that? And he says, this is how much it is. You want to reorder it again? And I went, oh. So these are both at 40% off for 2 more days.
Hey, guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
That'll be. We'll be here late tomorrow night covering it all. Extended coverage after 6 p.m. Look for that. But I promise I get to these calls, and I appreciate you holding so long. Schmig in Texas, moving to small towns topic, bugging out. Thanks for holding. What is your view on that? What is your view on what you think people should do?
I agree partially with Charles Murray, but I agree with you totally. See, you need to keep standing throughout it. Mr. Murray's answer was not quite right, you know, because, you know, if you're tough, you're going to hang in for the long run. If you have young children, you would move out if you could afford to, and that you don't run out of time. The problem is what we have is a situation like the Titanic. We can't, there's a point where we can't save the ship anymore. Do we stay with the ship and drown? No. We jump out and we try and save ourselves. And that's at the point that we're at right now.
And so we've got to start building lifeboats because we're not sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Right now, President Trump is doing everything he can, but remember, he's not the fixer. He's the revealer. You see, because this brings me to my second point. Will the GOP or the MAGA save you eternally? The answer is no.
No, Christ.
Jesus Christ is your only way. Now remember, this is for you. To whom much is given, much is expected. And I'm very pleased with the way that you've been blossoming in your faith with Jesus Christ. Now, the third point that I was going to say is that the refugees spreading throughout the United States and bases, Miramar, i.e., this is a good example of why you should not do that. They should have kept them at Nichols Naval Base there in Hawaii. Why bring them into the CONUS? And another point that I have is Executive Order 13295, Obama residue. Tedros tweeted yesterday, Friday, Shepard Ambles put down there that their mobilization is active. So this was the incubation period. So now, you know, Obama is trying to mobilize. The claws of the beast are on us. They're about to start penetrating. And we have to be very careful because whether the NCOV comes here, it doesn't matter. Now they're mobilized and they're ready for the medical martial law. This is a problem. Now, the funny point that I'll leave you with is that I knew that Obama was a slimy guy, and I saw in the Daily News that the worm, it's a Nungera worm. It's a flat worm. It's a Obama Nungera, N-U-N-G-A-R-A worm. That one is a worm that's invading France right now. So now we know why President Obama was a slimy creature.
Wow. Powerful call, Smeg. Call back again. It really does come down to the fact that Trump can only reveal stuff. We have to fix it, and God has to be in us to do it. Can you comment on that, Robert Barnes?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that public participation is critical and essential, and that a sort of shared spiritual approach is necessary for any meaningful societal reform of any kind. What Trump has clearly revealed is not only the media's corruption and collusion and the Democratic Party's problems, that's just Tammany Hall on a global scale, but it's in addition to all of that, it's the deep state corruption and how much it has corroded the highest ranking apparatus, law enforcement, national security, military, all of these high ranking officials in this part of the government, disproportionately influenced by deep state policies and idolatry, that is our greatest threat to any kind of freedom or liberty moving forward, even more so than China, because we can't go at China until the deep state problem is solved.
And how narcissistic and in love people like Vidman are of themselves. It's just bizarre. Hayden in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Long time listener, first time caller. Just want to first say, my Patriot Supplies food's awesome. Ordered from you a couple years ago. Have two other brands of storable food, and that stuff doesn't last as long, then tastes as good. The first thing I wanted to say just is the numbers of the coronavirus. They started reporting the cases that people have recovered. And so 3,669 people have been reported to recover from it. 910 people have died. That comes out to be a 20% mortality rate. So even the official numbers now show it has a much higher death rate than they were saying.
Yeah, the Chinese government says 15%. Well, Barnes, you look at a lot of numbers. You're a big numbers cruncher. You're a famous gambler, very successful. What do you think about the numbers?
I mean, I think the numbers are going to continue to rise. Whatever the source, whatever the origin was, whatever the purpose was, the mortality rate has, you know, first it was 5%, 10%. Now it's between 15 and 20%, depending on which numbers you believe. The numbers may be even higher because there's so little adequate information coming out. What you see is we're seeing little micro examples now that, like, the Japanese cruise ship, which a huge number end up contaminated. That's a rapid spread of contamination. And that's just rapid.
That's telling you this is pretty nasty.
Exactly, exactly. And it shows the power of government. For those people who wonder, like, why would any state be involved in this? Why would the Chinese government potentially be involved in this? Well, one, they're showing the power that they can unleash on the world. But putting that aside, I mean, look at how quickly this disease spread. That, to some degree, is the power of the state to determine just that aspect by its reporting components and by its reaction. But the on top of that, you look at the behavior. They have people under complete control. Like in China, people who are willing to completely basically live with home detention just because of fear of this disease. That's the power that biological warfare can
and
have.
And that shuts down the fact that Xi lost this trade war. Levi in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Levi.
Good morning, Alex. Hi. I'll be really fast because there's a couple of things I want to go through with you. Number one, back when Hurricane Harvey came out, you'll remember that there was a gentleman or someone put a fake Facebook post about gasoline running out, and it was a panic for gasoline all throughout the state of Texas. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've been going out, and I've been buying water and supplies, and I have purchased a ton of stuff through you to help everything, and I am just totally dismayed at the total number of people who are got their head in the sand, and they're not doing anything to prepare. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You see the videos of people on Black Friday and how nuts they go for Chinese crap. What do you think is going to happen when the panic sets in? You think you're going to get water? You think you're going to get food? You're not going to be able to find it. You're not going to be able to get it. You need to go out now and get your water. You need to get your dry goods. You need to get toilet paper. You need to get everything that you need to sustain yourself for 3 to 6 months. And one of the best ways to do it is also to help Alex promote his program and get his products, and they'll help you. That's the first thing I wanted to say.
And that's a great point. And then hope you don't need it, but this is insurance you can eat. It's a smart move. Go ahead.
All right. The second thing I wanted to say is, Alex, you cannot give up. Nobody can give up on those who are ensnared by the devil, taken captive of his will, that are sucked in to the Democrats or into this New World Order, as I call it. Those people are our brothers and sisters. They are made in the image of God. They are deceived.
No, I don't give up on them. So how do you get through to them?
You get through with them not by judging or condemning them or calling them names or anything else like that, but you have to reach out through them through meekness, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the spirit of repentance and love. You have to draw them out of it. That's the only way. And if they choose to, because they're ensnared by their choices. If they choose to listen, they choose to listen. If they don't, they reap what they sow. They're responsible and accountable, and there's consequences. And America hates those two words, responsibility and accountability.
No, I agree with you. I don't see leftists laughing anymore, actually. They seem pretty depressed. So maybe how do you speak to them and say, listen, you were lied to. It's okay. I'm not perfect either, but here's the truth. So just be loving to them, you think?
Yes, be loving to them. I mean, no disrespect, Alex. Chanting back at them, hey, 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 ho, ho. Your IQ is mighty low. That's
no. Believe me, I know it. Believe me, I get so sick of them. Though. I just like, you're right. I need to be more loving. I try. I'm just so sick of them.
I'm not putting you down, dude. I'm not putting you down.
No, I can handle it. Listen, I know that when somebody says "F you and your children," I should say, "Man, what would make you say something about somebody's children? I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. They might break down. I can get through to them." Instead, I say, F you, let's go. And I need to get to the point where there's a difference. I'm not Jesus Christ and far from it. I want to be Christ-like. I'm not. I love God, though. God knows that. There's a connection. So I don't give in to the globalist tyranny. That's my strength. But I am not good on the Christ-like end. I agree with you. Stay there. Thank you, Levi. Robert Barnes, take a few more calls, and he takes over. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. George Soros hopes you don't share those URLs.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.